Hello again. We'd like to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Paul Allison. Thank you for joining us for this week's message. Grab your Bibles and turn with me over to the book of Jeremiah and the 25th chapter. And the title of this week's message is God's Early Warning System. Jeremiah chapter 25, starting with verse 1. The word of that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. That was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, the which Jeremiah the prophet spake unto all the people of Judah and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, from the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, even unto this day, that is the 23rd year, the word of the Lord hath come unto me, and I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye have not hearkened. And the Lord hath sent unto you all his servants, rising early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened, nor inclined your ear to hear. They said, turn ye again now, every one from his evil way, and from the evil of your doings, and dwell in the land that the Lord hath given unto you, and unto your fathers forever and ever. And go not after other gods to serve them and to worship them. And provoke me not to anger with the works of your hands, and I will do you no hurt. Yet ye have not hearkened unto me, saith the Lord, that ye might provoke me to anger with the works of your hands to your own hurt. Now, what's going on? The children of Israel, of course, they'd been in the promised land for a long time, and they had they'd had some good kings over them and bad kings, and oftentimes when the bad kings would rule, they'd fall into sin. The good kings would come along and turn them back to the ways of the Lord, and the Lord would bless them whenever they'd do the right thing, but whenever they'd start turning, the Lord would start sending His word to them to warn them that if they didn't turn back to Him, that he would bring wrath on them. He'd bring enemies on them. And this was what was going on. Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon at that time, and the Lord had already warned them because they had fallen so deep in sin this time and turned so far from the Lord that the Lord had already told them wrath is coming. And Jeremiah was prophesying to them and told them, he had told them, if you read this book of Jeremiah, that they need to just go ahead and surrender to Nebuchadnezzar and then just submit to him, because it would save their life. But if they resisted, that the city would be destroyed, the temple would be destroyed, and the people would be carried into captivity. And they wouldn't listen. But the Lord had given them plenty of fire warning ahead of time. And Jeremiah is, the Lord's telling him again, you go tell them. And Jeremiah said here in verse 3 that he said, from the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, even unto this day, that is the 23rd year, the word of the Lord hath come unto me, and I have spoken unto you, rising early. Now that's very key, rising early and speaking, but ye have not hearkened. And then verse 4, and the Lord hath sent unto you all his servants the prophets, rising early. There it is again, rising early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened nor inclined your ear to hear. Now see, God has an early warning system, and He sends the men of God preaching the Word of God long ahead before the wrath and the punishment is executed, warning them that they can avoid it if they'll turn back to Him. But He said there in verse 5, and they said, turn ye again now, every one from his evil way and from the evil of your doings, and dwell in the land that the Lord hath given unto you and to your fathers forever and ever. And go not after other gods to serve them and to worship them, and provoke me not to anger with the works of your hands, and I will do you no hurt. And look what happened. Yet ye have not hearkened unto me, saith the Lord, that ye might provoke me to anger with the works of your hands to your own hurt. Now, when it talks about the works of their own hands, these craftsmen would fashion these false gods, these idols, with their own hands. And you know, that was what that was a reference to. But people nowadays, you know, they say, well, we don't fall down to some graven image. The Scripture tells us over in the New Testament that covetousness is as idolatry. Now, that must mean that covetousness is alive and well today in America. And wherever, there's people might be listening on the internet that's listening to this message from other countries. But covetousness is thriving. So therefore, idolatry is thriving. You don't have to necessarily bow down to a graven image. Some people do that. These people practice all sorts of false religions, witchcraft, and just all a manner of things where they bow down to statues and pray. But you may say, well, I don't practice that. But if you're putting anything before the Lord, and people, they say they're chasing, quote unquote, the almighty dollar, there's nothing almighty about the dollar. The dollar's going to fall apart. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. But nonetheless, the Lord had sent them early warning. And warn them is his early warning system to send the men of God preaching the word of God. And as going on in Jeremiah's day, he was telling them, he had told them way ahead of time what they needed to do to repent and get right with God, to turn away God's wrath and punishment from them. And he reminded them that he wasn't the first one, but all along, all through the years, all through the generations, the Lord had been sending his prophets to them, rising up early and sending them. They didn't just wait till the last minute. They were on the scene way ahead of time. They, like he said, rising early and sending them. And Jeremiah said he rose up early and preached to them. But they would not hear. Oh, they just scoffed at it and just made light of it and turned away from it. They wanted to go on in their sinful ways. They wanted to go on and just follow their own lust and greed. And they wanted to bow down to these false gods. They wanted just to do things their way. They didn't want to follow the word of the Lord. And therefore, God had pronounced His judgment and His impending wrath. But He was telling them to repent and to turn away ahead of time and told them if they would turn from their sin, that he would not do them no hurt. And now, it ain't no different than how it is today. Preachers are still preaching the same old gospel that started getting preached there on the day of Pentecost, whenever the brethren came out of the upper room filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified and risen again. Hallelujah. And there was 3,000 saved that day. And that's a few days later when Peter and John went down to the temple to pray, and there's a man laying there, a crippled man, begging for alms, and he's laying there at that beautiful gate, and he looked at him, and they thought he thought they was going to give him some money, but Peter told him, he said, look on us, and he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise and walk, and immediately his ankle bones received strength. Hallelujah, he got something money couldn't buy, he got deliverance from the Lord, he got that healing from the Lord, and he went into that temple leaping and praising God, and they were amazed, and they gathered around, and Peter said, why do you look on us as though we've done something, and he began to preach to them Jesus, and 5,000 got saved that day. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord has been preached ever since that Jesus saves. But one day He's coming back to get those that are saved, and those that are left behind will face the wrath of a living God. Oh, and that message has been going out. We've been rising up early. God's rose them up early and been sending them that early warning system. Tell them turn. Because the wrath of God is upon the children of disobedience. And one of these days, there's going to be the wrath from the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, boy. But you can avoid that wrath. I'm part of God's early warning system, and so is anybody else that's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're rising up early, and we're warning people, turn to Jesus, because the wrath of God is coming upon this wicked, sinful world one day. Hallelujah. It's coming on this old world one day. Oh, but people don't want to have it. They don't want to turn. They want, just like they were doing in Jeremiah's day, they're just ignoring the preached word of God. I believe they're fulfilling what Peter warned There, many, many years ago, when the Lord had him pen the words, he said, in the last days, there'll be scoffers saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Oh, they just say, I've heard that all my life. I've heard that all my life. Oh, I've heard about Jesus coming back. My papa believed that, and he'd been dead for years. And they'll just scoff at it and just ignore it. But Peter told him, he said, this second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir you up by putting you in remembrance of the words which were spoken before by the prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles, of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that in the last days there'll be scoffers walking after their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. But this they're willingly ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water, and in the water whereby the world that then was been overflowed with water perished, but the heavens and the earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved in the fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. He said, but be not ignorant of this one thing, brethren, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us. We're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief, in which the heavens been on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Sin therefore, beloved, that you look for such things. Be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless, and account that the long-suffering of the Lord is salvation. See, he don't just catch people off guard. He warns them early. But the Bible does say he often reproved and hardened his heart, you know, and stiffened his neck. He said he'll be cut off suddenly and that without remedy. Now think about that. The warning comes early, but the end comes quickly. You think about that. The warning comes early. Early and often the Lord warns, but when the end finally comes, it comes quickly. It's going to catch people off guard as a thief. It said, when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction shall come upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. He said, but ye, brethren, are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. Christians shouldn't be caught off guard by the coming of the Lord. Noah wasn't caught off guard by the flood. Lot wasn't caught off guard by the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. The Lord warned. Noah prepared the ark, and it was to the saving of his household. Lot got out with his two daughters. His wife turned back. Now think about that. And Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. The Lord had actually sent those angels, and they took them by the hand and led them out to safety. But she turned back. She pulled. I don't know. I can only just try to visualize how that scenario unfolded. If she just jerked away in rebellion and just thought this is nonsense, this silly notion that something's going to happen to these cities, and pulled away from that angel of God and started marching her way back to toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and then when the big flash boom comes, so to speak, and God sent that fire and brimstone from heaven, it said she turned into a pillar of salt. I don't know if the heat was intense, it just dehydrated her or what. I don't know what happened, but I believe the word of God that she turned to a pillar of salt. And Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. See, the Lord warned early. Get out of here. He sent them angels in there the day before. Get out of here. You got to leave with us. The destruction's coming. Now, think about Noah's day. It said he was a preacher of righteousness. It said, while the long-suffering of the Lord waited in the days of Noah. Now, the Lord was long-suffering. He didn't just say, come here, Noah, get out of the way. I'm going to destroy everybody. He had Noah as a preacher of righteousness, no doubt, all through the decades as he prepared that ark and was building that massive ship that God gave him the design to load his family and those animals up in. People probably thought that silly. Before the flood, there had never been rain. There was just a mist rose up from the earth and watered it at night. There wasn't no weather systems. The Lord had a whole different way of doing things prior to the flood. And he was preaching that a rainstorm's coming. They probably thought, what in the world's that? You're crazy. Why is it coming? Because of your wickedness, because of your sins, you need to repent. And no doubt they just mocked, made light of it, thought, whatever, that's just nonsense. And it said, and they knew not until the flood came and took them all away. Oh, a little bit too late then, wasn't it? But see, the Lord sent Noah. He was one of those prophets rising up early and warning. They ignored him. And then, there in Lot's day, they had, Lot, whenever they came down to his house, them two angels, he sent out into the city to try to tell his sons-in-laws. He had two virgin daughters still living at home with him, but he obviously had other daughters that was married off that lived elsewhere in the city. If you'll go back and read it, because it said he sent to his sons-in-laws, to plural, to warn them. So he had at least two sons-in-laws, who knows how many. Maybe been three or four, I don't know. But there's at least two because it used it in the plural, sons-in-law, or son-in-laws. And they just made light of it, mocked, and thought that was silly, a silly notion. But they got an early warning. God has an early warning system. The man of God preaching the Word of God. Oh, but people still ignoring it today as they did in the days of the back here of Jeremiah, whenever he was raising up early and preaching to them that the impending wrath was coming at the hand of the king of Nebuchadnezzar. God was using him just like a switch to spank a child. He was using them to punish the children of Israel for their sin. And they ignored it. They didn't want to heed God's early warning system. And so Jeremiah told them what was coming. And he said that this, and he wasn't the first one in line. Way before Jeremiah, there was other men of God preaching and warning, like Isaiah, telling them, the wrath of God is coming if you don't repent and turn away from this sinful wickedness that you're doing, these false gods you're worshiping. And those prophets were rising early. God was sending them way ahead of time. That early warning system telling them you need to repent and turn from your wicked ways. He had even had it over in Chronicles recorded. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. But see, they wouldn't heed the preached word of God. And now the New Testament tells us that the things that were written before were for our learning and admonition. We need to learn a lesson from the mistakes that the people of God made in the past. The children of Israel made these mistakes in the past of ignoring the preached word of God. But what's this generation doing? What are they doing? They're just like the Scripture said, evil men and seducers are waxing worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Wickedness is running rampant. People are more than ever mocking the Word of God, turning from the Word of God, ignoring the Word of God. They won't listen to the man of God preaching the Word of God. When we've been rising up early, God's been sending us to tell you that Jesus is coming. You need to get ready before it's everlasting too late. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. What's he offering? He's offering good things. What's Satan offering? Just like a flash in the pan, momentary pleasure that's going to set you on the course of hell. Think about that. You need to deny yourself now so you can live forever later. Because if you indulge yourself now, then you'll be suffering in a literal burning hell forever. And that ain't what God wants for you. You don't have to look no further than the cross to see Jesus don't want nobody to go to hell. And he's been sending the men of God all through the generations, rising up early and sending them, preaching. He's coming back. And those that ain't ready, for those that are ready, they'll get to be with him. And those that are not ready, they'll face his wrath. Please turn to Jesus today before it's everlasting too late. And until next time, be therefore ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh.